Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Willkommen to The Mike O'Mara Show from Mahanda, Zanzibar, Goleta, California, or Goleta, California. Salem, Missouri, Pueblo, Colorado, Pueblo. I sound like the principal on Napoleon Dynamite. Pedro Sanchez. Mons, Belgium. And I remember a Mons Venus.
Tampa.
Tampa.
Do you remember Mons Venus?
No, I used to hear you all on Don and Mike talk about Mons Venus, and I was like, I wonder what that is. I was like, oh, interesting.
One of the, in the greatest strip joint town, Tampa, Florida, that was the greatest strip joint. Boring, Maryland. Haven't been to one of those in a very, very long time. Very long time.
There have been masks involved, so that takes a lot away from.
Yeah, I think the pandemic, you really don't want to have a lap dance in the pandemic.
Sometimes things are just topless, but they were topless then, maskless now.
I remember just a brief memory. There was one particular time when I brought a group of four other golfers down to come down to Florida when my residence down here was a vacation place. And the plan was we were so dedicated to our evening in at the valet, as we used to call it, that we didn't fly to Fort Myers. We flew to Tampa and rented a limo to take us from Tampa to Fort Myers after our night of fun at Mons Venus in Tampa, Florida. And one of the guys who was a little reticent about enjoying that type of entertainment, we knew everything was fine when he had a Brigitte Nielsen lookalike.
Oh.
Who he was paying for
married to
lap
Sylvester
dances
Stallone
at that particular
at
time. It was sunnier days. I'm
Action
not proud
star.
Of it. Not proud of it at all. Not proud
no,
of it
but look,
one little bit.
This is what happened. Look, I don't want to put you in a dark space, Mike, but at one point, you were so wealthy. You were.
That's not true. Anything that starts out with that, I'm going to discount. That's absolutely not true.
But I'm celebrating this, that you had a second home in a different zip code that you would travel to from your full-time job for vacations, which
yes.
is, I think, you know, I think most people would dream of that setup. Multiple marriages under your belt and could take limos to adult clubs. What was it like?
But then again, you have to remember the cost was shared by four other guys, by three other guys.
What
so
are you
it was
going,
four
you go,
of
you
us.
You're going Dutch? I know
it
you.
Was, yeah. No. Absolutely not. I wouldn't have done that. That's two and a half hour drive.
The heyday.
To get down there, the heyday. Were there moments that, I never made it rain, if that's what
What about that one time they chopper you in from the airport in Las Vegas to the strip because it was just there's too much traffic to get to the hotel.
Now you're making stuff up, which is not fun at all. That's very, very, very unfair to me to create
Sir,
that.
It's 15 minutes to the tables. Unacceptable.
Get me the chopper. Where's the chopper? Get me the chopper to get me to the joint.
I heard a story that and I look for you ONA fans, I'm sorry if I'm getting this wrong, but I remember listening at one point where
I had a radio war with those guys.
Correct. But you both had gambling, you know, in common, and we're speaking about
which like, one? Which one was the gambler? Was it Anthony?
No, it was Anthony. Yeah.
Yeah, of course, Anthony. Anthony and I. If there was one of those guys that I had a conversation, meaningful conversation with, it was Anthony, the other guy that hates everybody. I didn't.
Agreed.
We didn't get along.
Agreed. But if I'm not mistaken, Anthony was choppered to Atlantic City for like a day, and then he was choppered back to the city, New York City.
Like to go down on a school night and do some gambling and then chop her back. Now, in fairness to Anthony, I will tell you that there was, and I don't know how I'm aware of this because I never availed myself of it, but I believe that there is regular, almost like you would be, you know, get a ticket on a plane, helicopter service to different areas coming out of the city.
Really?
There's routine. Well, I've Google it and find that. Atlantic City might be one of those destinations.
You mean like a puddle jumper?
That was a Freudian slip. Donations. There you go.
With a helicopter.
I think they have regular. Let me look it up.
He made it seem like it was an exclusive arrangement.
Well, you mean like a private, like he chartered a private chopper?
Well, no, for those of you that have ever been raided in a casino, it doesn't even have to be Las Vegas. Once you're raided, they have your information, then you start receiving offers.
So the casino did it?
Yes.
Well, that's a possibility too.
You start getting offers, and it's all it's tiered. Where the way I understand it, of how much you gamble, how much you lost, and what they're willing to give you.
Helicopter charters Atlantic City.
Yes.
There's a picture right here. It exists. Okay. I know they're not going to give me the what it costs.
It just felt like it was fascinating.
Request quote is always
big button.
Right. Exactly. Atlantic City evening trip from Manhattan by helicopter. Private charter in R-44 helicopter. I don't know what that is. Book now. Let me see. Let's see maybe if I get some.
It's like Uber.
Atlantic City evening trip from Manhattan by helicopter for two people.
Mm.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so you want to go down on a Friday night? I think this is per person.
It's got to be per person.
$5,780.
Yeah, it's about right.
You think that's per person?
I think that's probably the whole trip.
Round trip helicopter.
Yeah,
round trip helicopter charter. Yes. Okay.
Don't forget to tip.
Private R-44 for two people, one aircraft per group.
So two people.
If you're a Wall Street player and you've got $2,500 and you can take your buddy.
If from what I remember seeing on Twitter when I was a younger gentleman, I would see $80,000 worth of gambling chips in front of Anthony.
That's one of those cheapo looking helicopters. So, you know, the one looks like a bubble on a stick.
Magnum PI?
It's a Magnum PI. Oh,
no, I'm not flying in that.
I don't like that. I want the, but if you really the Greg Norman helicopter, but I'm not going to get it.
If you're a degenerate, you'll jump in that thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're already $5,000 in the hole, or maybe $2,500 if your buddy's paying for half of it.
Or you just tell your host, hey, take care of the Magnum PI helicopter, and I'll see you in about 30 minutes.
Your private helicopter will conveniently depart from your preferred Manhattan heliport and land at Atlantic City International Airport, only a short drive from the most popular casinos and restaurants. Alternatively, you may request landing at the Steel Pier, located right on the boardwalk, subject to availability. Oh, my God. Upon arrival in Atlantic City, you will have up to 4 to 5 hours. I'm out of that already. I'm not doing a work night, or limiting myself to 4 to 5 hours in a casino. I can't do it.
That's
not if I'm going on a gambling trip,
you've already dressed with your school shoes, and you're going out. I need a little more mileage in 4 to 5 hours.
Upon arrival in Atlantic City, you'll have up to 4 to 5 hours to explore, play, see a concert, or have dinner while your helicopter waits. Oh, so they're waiting there. Yeah. What's the pilot doing during that time, too? Isn't there the possibility the pilot's slamming back a martini?
Oh, no, he's probably playing, what's that game we have that we love that Rob loves so much?
Yeah, Best Fiends.
Yeah.
Who knows?
It's on Tinder.
Return to the airport to conclude the evening with a smooth helicopter flight back to Manhattan and quick skyline tour before landing. I'm not at the end of that night. I'm not into.
No,
I'm not interested in the skyline tour.
Depends on the date and how the gaming went.
Flight time approximately 45 to 50 minutes each way. Isn't that beautiful?
That's amazing.
Right? Hop in your helicopter.
What is your time worth, Mike? Let me tell you.
The fact that it's restricted to two people puts it out of the, you know.
Oh, this is great, Mike. Look, we like Pony, but we're not going to have them crowd us at the casino. We're going to say, hey, we'd love to take you, but they only allow two people. So we'll get you next time.
Let me see if I've got the right Pony? One.
That's fine.
Why am I fascinated with this? Why am I spending so much time on this?
As much as I remember when I hear your gambling stories. I yearn to, I, you know, one day I feel like I'll know what it's like to be wealthy. I'm finally
Why are you going? Why am I working? Why am I working with Jason Bishop today?
Tell me what you mean. What do you mean?
You know, because the junkies always thought You've lost everything.
You've lost everything.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when you were, when you
what
could
mean lost everything.
Oh, you know what I mean. You know,
Jesus,
to divorces.
It was not, but it was not that level that you somehow
you
think I'm at.
A month in Las Vegas. You just don't do that if you're living check to check.
I did not spend a month. I spent 14 days.
Okay, 2 weeks is a month in Las Vegas.
Maybe a little less than 14 days. It was too much. It was too much, Oscar. I had no idea this show was going to go in this direction today. I didn't know Airbus made a helicopter.
Oh.
Airbus AS355N Twin Star.
Ooh.
Let's see. Capacity, plus five, pilot plus five passengers. Now maybe we can defray the cost a little bit. Range 200 Airbus. Oh, they got a whole bunch of these. I wouldn't want to ride in one of these things.
Who do we take?
They freak me out.
Let's hear our top five. Yes.
All right. We're in New York, right?
Yes.
We have to take Rob,
but he's our DD now for obvious reasons.
Well, yeah. But Rob's not going to fly the helicopter.
No.
Rob was for comic relief.
He'd come with us, yes.
It's you, me, Rob, and now we have two people that we're going to take with us.
Oh, we got. I feel like we would. This is what we would do.
This can be anybody from our history.
We would invite Pony, but it wouldn't be a real invitation.
Yeah, so Pony's not going to.
Well, I remember. Mike said I'm bad luck at the casino. He made me gamble.
You are him. William H. Macy in that Alec Baldwin movie.
I was there. He said, Pony, pull the handle. He made me pull the handle like three times. I didn't win, and he's like, "You're terrible luck.
Get out of here." I think
he
I called you a cooler.
Yeah,
I called you a cooler
because I didn't win.
One of my favorite. Yes. Gambling movies, The Cooler. Have you ever seen The Cooler, Pony?
No, I haven't.
The Cooler is a great film.
So when I call you William H. Macy, The Cooler. But he gets, is it Maria? What's the actress's name? Bella? Bello?
I know who you're talking about.
She's so sexy.
Gorgeous.
Oh my God. Yeah. She's a great actress too. So anyway, that's five people. I don't know how much that costs because this is the request a quote. But they got a bunch. They've got a fleet of helicopters.
You know who we take?
Who's that?
Zoolander.
Oh, absolutely fine. That's our one.
Just fun.
We need one more.
One more.
All right, one more. I love Zoolander. I love that idea. And Jimmy. No. Too goofy for the helicopter. Right?
He'd ruin the flight.
Look, when we're getting on the flight, you're going to wear a business suit. I'm probably going to throw a sport coat on.
Jimmy's dressed up before he looks great. He's dressed up and drag.
Jimmy's
going to
wear cargo shorts that hang over his knees.
I don't think it's the dress. I think it's the chaos that ensues. And we want controlled chaos in the chopper.
Yeah. So you think Jimmy might be the guy to bring?
No, Jimmy's our advance man. Because he would take the chopper down somehow.
Like, Jimmy would be in New York. Jimmy would take a train up to
he'd Atlanta spill City. Something, and then he'd be like, it'll be okay, and it won't be okay.
The jet goose will like hit the joystick.
Yeah, something would happen.
Do you want to bring your Corleone guy that knows gambling?
Yes. Because he would actually, Michael Corleone, who I haven't talked to in some time.
Because I want the...
He also would have an established line of credit at that casino.
Okay.
So he would create a different dimension of gambling for us.
And he presents a nice appearance when he gets off the chopper.
Yes.
The chopper.
Absolutely.
All right. So that's it. Sign off on that. We're going. All right. We'll check in.
Yes.
We'll do that in a couple of years. Very, very exciting.
Yeah. But we're not going to Atlantic City, right?
No.
We're going to Maryland live.
It's taken my lifetime to do this, and I still love to go to a bad place, whether it's local here. Hats off to the Seminole tribe of Florida.
Yes.
But I will say that with each visit, the visits are becoming fewer and far between.
It's not the same when you lose.
Well, it's just not the same. And when you don't have the same kind of bankroll, you need a bankroll to gamble and win big.
Yeah, I learned that the hard way with Foxworth.
Yeah,
in 2006, Dominique Foxworth.
Dominique Foxworth.
I was at a blackjack table.
Right.
Ooh, we were Big O and Dukes was sent to WrestleMania in Houston, Texas for a weekend. The WrestleMania was on Sunday. We broadcast Radio Row Thursday, Friday from Houston, Texas. And Dominique said, I'm going out to Vegas. I'll take care of everything. You just got to get here. So I flew from Houston to Las Vegas for roughly 18 hours. Flew back.
Come back and do
a
show?
Yeah. And then, and no,
oh,
and then,
sure
and then
Chad loved that.
No, and then flew back to Houston, went to WrestleMania that night, that Sunday night, because we weren't going to do a show till Monday. Didn't miss a show at all.
Oh,
took care of all of it. But at that table, Mike, during that 18 hours, I was at a table, and I recall this at a very high level.
Well, these are highly paid football players.
Yes, and I was a lowly DJ, and I continue to be. The per hand was $25, which was low for Dominic. I think she was just being sweet to me at that point in his career that he would play with me.
Right.
And I was just, I didn't have a tactic to blackjack. I was like, if I won, I was happy. Mm-hmm. If I lost, I was sad. But Dominique.
No plan.
Dominique was doubling down, and it was like a progressive betting. I don't know what he was doing. He knew what he was doing.
Probably kind of, when they talk about card counting.
Yeah, you know, he had a tactic.
With certain cards.
Yeah.
Okay. Did he win a lot?
He did win a lot. And then you get excited because your friends are winning. You're like, oh, maybe I can win. That's where you lose yourself. You're not them.
You don't have their bankroll.
And I don't have their bankroll. And as I lost everything, and the sadness came all just poured over me as a young man, and
would
I started
sweating.
Would you
go to the lounge and have a Coke?
No. The dealer said, and she had an accent, and I forget the name, but it was Dominique's dealer when he used to go to Vegas when he was a younger man and gamble. He knew the
deal. What kind of accent was it?
She said, Osk. She called me Osk, not Oska. Osk. You need bankroll, like your friend. Where your money?
You get away with that. I couldn't get away with
that. And I said, this is it. This is all I brought. She goes, that's sad.
And then, oh, no. It. And then you walk away with your tail between your legs. Yeah. You know what? It's you want to talk about an
so
addiction?
Sad.
Jeez, and we've had that theme on this show for quite a while. That is, I think a guy told me in Atlantic City, at Harrah's Atlantic City one night, where I ducked in. We had gone down there just for fun. Carla likes it. I like it. We enjoy it. And the guy said to me, it's not about the money. It's about the action.
Yes. Oh, my God.
And that is the truest thing I've ever. And that's where they get you. You want to play and play and play. You don't really, when you are really a degenerate gambler, like I think I am, you don't just want to gamble. You want to gamble until the cows come home. You want to just keep going, keep going, keep going. Even with a win, walking out of the casino is it's not the same thrill as it is when you're at the table for the first time before you even start.
Yes,
this is true. It's funny, I've stumbled upon something here. I'm thinking in my own mind, what is it? For me, the drive to, getting to the casino, walking into the casino, sitting down, hope springs eternal.
Those moments are the best.
But it's sick because the win.
Checking in
is so
great. You're like, oh, God, look. The bells, the whistles.
Yes.
Oh.
Shiny. It's
great.
Like adult Disneyland.
It smells like vanilla.
It's spectacular. Ugh. We're talking about Las Vegas.
Well, I mean it. I need. I'm worried about the live show. Let's try to set that up.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Hopefully the fall.
Yeah. Well,
we hope.
We might have to speed that up.
So the idea of winning a jackpot. Now, if it's a massive jackpot, it's a different story.
I don't know what that feels like.
A jackpot that you've never won a jackpot. You've never hit a jackpot
in my life.
Machine.
I've seen
you win a lot at the blackjack table.
No, you've seen me lose a lot.
I've seen you win too. I've seen you win.
That's
when you
a
put
lot.
Your you gamble like you want to get it over with. I gamble like I want to go 24 hours. So for me, it's the action. It's the action. It's the action. What I need to do is go to my therapist and talk about that. And what I really have to do, and I'm doing it, is for the time being, I'm staying away.
Yeah,
I'm staying away because it's not a healthy environment. It's not healthy. And if you don't have a bankroll, you don't have any business being in there.
It is crazy. And I'll give you the example. that I always give people, like younger young bucks around here. They're like, "Hey, we're going to Vegas."
Right.
I say, I've had terrible Vegas trips and I've had great Vegas trips. The common thread is this: self-control.
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 Absolutely. Enjoy. Smell the roses.
Yes.
It's a fun place. There's tremendous entertainment out there. There are sights to be seen, like the Hoover Dam out there. Go out to the desert. Play yourself a round of golf. Have other things to do. My wife and I, Mrs. O'Mara, we can walk into a hotel, check in, and we will not see natural light for 2 days. That's the truth, Ruth. That's the way. And it's not good. It's not good.
Can I whisper? Lose. I'm not a good friend by telling you this. Maybe it'll get you up here. Maybe the summer to the DC area. I was talking to a friend and he said, "Have you been to National Harbor in the last 3 years?" I said, "Not since that first weekend or third weekend it opened."
Went once. Hated it.
He said, he goes, "I agree. It was like fake Las Vegas." He goes,
"It's fake Las Vegas and but lose, Mike, lose, lose."
This guy was selling me like it had changed. He said, "You don't understand. You should go back. It is completely different now." Because that first year was like a soft opening. Like they didn't care. I agree with you.
But in now, what way has it changed?
I said, "What has it changed?" He goes, "Oh, like you feel like you're in a real Las Vegas casino now. Like the quality, the design, what's available, the different options." And I said, "Are we talking about the same place? National Harbor?"
Yeah. I called it a urinary tract when I got out of there.
I think I have to go to let you know what it's like.
Please do. Please do. Have fun. Go. Well, go enjoy. You can control yourself. You're not a degenerate.
No.
Gambler. You're not. You're degenerate but some other way.
But I fall into this world where I'm like, I just lost a PlayStation 5. And then
that is a great way to look at it.
Like, I hate that feeling. It's terrible.
Right. You know, if these words, you want to know if you're a degenerate gambler? And this is an extreme. If you ever look over the shoulder at your wife and you say, "We can sell the car," that means you've got a problem with gambling, a real problem with gambling. When you talk about a bankroll, that was just, you think, here's the stupid thing about gamblers. They lose, and then they think because they just lost that they're not going to lose the next time. And they lose and lose and lose and lose.
And
lose.
When they win the money back, you start thinking, "Oh, now I'm back.
Now you're I'm still back. Down. And now I'm gonna show them." And well, you know, it's documented very, very efficiently in the movie Casino, where Robert De Niro, with his narration track, says, "In the end, we get it all."
Yeah.
Yes, siree. Here come all the people like that. And when they talk about the whale, even the whale, the guy that comes in from Asia has the private jet, and then they fake engine trouble with the private jet because the guy took him for $1 million, and he goes back and he bets small. But we know guys like this, they can't bet small. They can't do it. They need the action. They need the action. That's why, you have to. It's so insidious.
Yeah.
It is so dangerous. I refer to it quite often as legalized theft, which it really is. Now, do you have odds? Can a whale come into a Las Vegas casino and disrupt their evening's profits? Most definitely. It has happened. There is a level of randomness. There are percentages that go along with that, but not very often. The house is so rare.
They make movies about it when it happens.
Right.
So
like the card counters.
Yes.
You know, that go 21. In there, and that's a system, you know, and that's their job. You got to realize, you go into a place like that, those guys in the suits, those dealers that are so highly trained, that is their job. They are there to maintain the house's edge.
And they've been working with predictive analytics longer than we have ever thought about predictive analytics.
They have systems. They know.
They know if I'm going to touch my toes or I'm not. They know.
And they did. They understand where the odds are and the randomness of it. We rubes that go in there go, "Oh, look at that."
Like, we're at the downtown Grand, which will take me in for another like $1,000 next time I'm there, I'm sure.
I would go to another hotel.
So, but either way, I love it there. But I also trick my mind and say, "Look at how quaint this place is." Like, they don't stay in business this long without just, sharing the wealth. You start
and
like
they
you
don't have those machines on the floor unless they're sopping it up. Don't let that homie desert oasis fool you with their crappy hotel rooms and a great bar,
which
you have to give them credit for.
God bless
them. Really a great bar. And when Carla and I went into that bar, I realized that it's magical. You know, it might have to keep an eye on Rob. But it's magical.
He's gonna
and
have to stay off campus.
You know, we might have to put Rob like in I don't know, where would we put it?
We're gonna put him in an Airbnb right next to the theater with two guards.
With a chaperone.
Yes.
So it's just you're absolutely right. That little you can look at a place, a casino like the downtown Grands and go, this doesn't seem to have all the same bells and whistles that the Wynn or Bellagio or those places would have. Or Aria, or some of the new ones, or the Palms. Aria. I had a nice afternoon in the Aria.
It smells
I really
like
did.
French vanilla so there. Fun. French vanilla.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's just go,
Mrs. O'Mara wants to stay at the downtown.
Right? We can drown our sorrows in dollars, not booze. Just you and I on a weekend trip.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What a great time.
Right.
But anyhow, I went there for 14 days, almost.
That's what I'm saying. What was it like?
All right. What it was like was the first week I went out there with a manager from the restaurant, and we were going under the guise of a fact-finding trip for nightlife to see what some of these sophisticated nightclub operations were doing. Although I had an Irish pub. Okay. There's really nothing. I didn't want. But we were doing DJs. We were doing nightlife. We were doing entertainment. So that's what I was doing. It was a weird time in my life. Then he went back. I moved to another. This is a hotel where I was comped because I was a degenerate.
Yes.
And then my wife was going to fly on. I was going to move on to another casino hotel and meet her at the airport, and then we'd stay there. And that's exactly what happened. And by the end of that week, I was just like, you know, well, I guess it's time to go home now. I guess I've had my fun and we should go home. The first week was spent where I would turn in relatively early, and the guy I was with, my manager at the time, was a super night owl, creature of the night, and he'd go out to the clubs. He'd go out to the clubs. So he'd be rolling in at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be up at 11 a.m. He wouldn't be up until like 2. So the only thing that occupied my time, but I didn't want to go right to the casino floor at 11 a.m. Said, what I'll do? Let me see. Well, there's something I could do here. It's not just a pool. At this particular, it wasn't just a pool. It was a pool that was top optional.
TOPLESS, topless.
And I like all the other pervs there, I went and just hung out. And hung
Caesar's?
Out at the
I think
the
every
pool.
One of them has one of them. The little bungalow on the right. We were with a friend, and he's like, let's do the topless pool. And I said, there's what? I was with my girlfriend at the
time. We're talking probably about the same hotel.
Yes.
It was
Caesar's.
It was no, they have one at Mandalay too. So that was
every man a little pricey there.
I said, well, Caesar's is pricey too. If you're come on, you're just still making
Mandalay
that
is
that
like
theme.
The cream of the crop. Even back then.
It's got levels.
Just for inflation.
They've all got levels.
Oh, well, they've got a private beach there.
I remember this guy
that
used to come down, another pervy guy that came down there, and he had mirrored sunglasses on, and he'd stand in the pool with his drink like a dirty old man would all day long. And it wasn't like hundreds of people this pool.
No.
It was just a few. And out of the maybe 3 days I did this, there was one really, really good day.
Yeah, I don't think that, just in fairness,
so
I think that pool is stocked. And the people that are willing to,
maybe
from my experience, it was Cinco de Mayo, the Kentucky Derby weekend,
right?
It was
a good weekend to go to a topless.
Yes,
pool.
And it was the women that weren't getting topless were just like my girlfriend at the time. She's very modest, but it was interested, and just was like, oh, this is wild.
Well, you brought a girl there. Huh?
Well, my girlfriend at the time made friends with someone on the plane going from Scottsdale to Las Vegas. And then that girl was like, oh, I'm meeting one of my sugar daddies. And do you want to come to
I forgot which circles you used to travel in.
Well, it's just she just made friends. It's Scottsdale, Vegas.
Becoming very clear to me the circles.
And I was like, who? She goes, oh no, she's got a sugar daddy. I'm like, I don't know what's going on. But next thing we know, we're at this bungalow, surveying the
topless pool.
Yeah, surveying the scene because that's where he had his setup.
Was it a talent rich environment?
Oh yeah, it was amazing because then everyone started bringing their friends, and then. You know, I just drank heavily and wish I didn't have a girlfriend, but that was about it.
But it's not a place where you're going to have, you know, who knows now?
I've never gone to Vegas and hooked up. Like, I've never, even as a single
No, I've man, never had that no. experience. I've never
like,
had
oh,
that experience.
Oh, yeah, I met the woman of my life. No.
It's but you have to remember, my mistress is the tables. You know what I mean? That's the lady that I, the only lady I'm interested in when those wheels touch down in Las Vegas is the action.
Well,
the gambling,
I take that back.
The gambling.
One time I went
here's
to
the
Vegas.
Thing. When they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas,
yes.
It's normal people that are going out there for the party and for all that.
And the rest of us are rubes. We're friends.
By the way, you know, nobody around here, after Rob telling his story yesterday, nobody around here is saying that we weren't bad influences on old Rob.
No, we said that this industry alone doesn't allow, frankly, anybody to fall into their into the grips of any type of disease. Because it celebrates it. It celebrates drinking, celebrates every bad habit that any other circle of friends would say, hey, what are you doing?
Right. It's like, hey, man, come on to my show. We're going to have the hot dog eating contest. Then we're going to go out and get drunk.
Yeah.
It's, you know, but that's why I liked it. By the way, my history, and I'm going to tell this to my son, my history of life. And what when you're a young man and what you think is important and fun and all that, they're all things that can't help you in life. All right. Like getting a bar, for example, if I had met a very, very accomplished chef when I wanted to go into the hospitality business and I said to him, we're going to have a tiny little restaurant with amazing food that will wrap things up at 10 o'clock at night and you'll be out of there by 10:30. No. What dummy dums hooks up with a realtor and decides he's going to have a nightlife spot that's going to suck his soul out through his nether regions. It was horrible. But so my point is things that are fun are not necessarily good for you.
Also, things
gambling,
that are fun
drinking,
are not
that.
Easy.
And yes. Right.
Like the exactly. people that are successful. This is why I kid you not, Mike. I don't know if I'm in a place at the moment to, you know, stop drinking for the rest of my life. I kind of want to do it. I've been thinking about it just.
Yeah.
Even
time to think about it.
And even prior to you know, Rob coming on air yesterday.
Right. But it makes everybody think about it, I think.
But I've been thinking about it, I would say, probably for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Because I don't want the best years of my life to be wasted.
I don't think that's bad instinct at all. Remember, I'm a lot older than you, and I can look at you and say, you know what? If I remember me and how old are you now?
44.
What? 44.
Yes.
You know what I was doing at 40? And I've known guys in their 60s that are still doing the, you know, and they do that, by the way, until that moment comes where, you know, they're sitting there going, yeah, I bought this place when I was 41 years old. I've had it ever since. I'm now 62 years old and life is absolutely incredible. And then thump, dead, Dom, dead. It's not healthy. I don't know what
it's
we've
not.
Accomplished. To,
no,
you know
but it is. I think a lot of people have these same and I hope they are. Because the way that Rob was brave enough and honest enough.
Yep.
And true.
A lot of love online with us yesterday after the show.
You start thinking about it. And so for me, it's double down where you sit here and you're like, man, just like you just don't see it coming. And then it comes and you're like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right.
Bites you in the butt. Mm-hmm. So I don't know what we've accomplished in this first segment. I know what we've accomplished. I'm depressed now. We're going to take a break, and we've got Oscar's Take today. If you've been missing Oscar's Take, we have it for you, ladies and gentlemen. Pony, I don't have the piano music. Do you have the piano music by any chance?
Oh, I do not have the piano music.
I've got it.
I have it.
We're good.
Oh. Get it ready.
Yes.
Because after my commercial, I want you to play it, and then I want to do Oscar's Take.
Great.
And you, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show.
Kenny Jurgensen, good to see you.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Hot dog.
Sonny was a great quarterback.
Accustomed to getting his way.
A man who probably had permanent damage done to his ass because of the amount of kissing for
it's
his
true.
Entire life.
Excuse me, Mr. Jurgensen. My name is Rob Spiewak, and he holds up his hand like Caesar. He says, I know who you are.
He waves to me, but he never takes the plum out of his mouth.
Getting kind of crowded in here, Jim. Getting kind of crowded.
Hot dog.
If there was a podcast Hall of Fame, the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show would be the first inductee. It's what keeps the daily TMOS episodes coming to your device every day. Order a bonus show subscription today at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Hot dog.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Cornerstone. As we've mentioned to you, in anticipation of a big move, the Fed has raised rates, inflation-wise, for the first time. They've done this first time since December 2018 in attempts to get the inflation under control. So what does that mean for you? That's what matters. While the days of ultra-low rates may be behind us, the days of saving money are right now. Consumer COVID debt is still at an all-time high, and with home equity, the highest it's been in 45 years. Especially down here in Florida, well, all over the country, we're seeing a boom like you wouldn't believe. You can take cash out for any reason, and it may be tax deductible. Let me explain the way it works down here. So many people that are down here are doing household projects now because they talk about the idea, well, I could sell my house for a lot of money, but where am I going to go? And I kind of like my house. Well, you got that equity sitting there. Make it work for you. And it may be tax deductible. Do yourself a favor. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, call my good friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial. The spring housing market has kicked off, and with limited inventory and droves of people coming off the sidelines, believe me when I say you want Cornerstone First in your corner. With their no obligation rate quote and 100% satisfaction guarantee, why would you call anyone else? Call Cornerstone First Financial, the friend of the TMOS listener. Here's their number, 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. And thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And now, here it comes. You playing it?
Boo-da-boo, boo-da-boo.
We don't have it. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we give you, let me see, I need music for it. I'm going to have new music for it right now.
Yeah, but didn't you want the boo-da-boo, boo-da-boo?
There we go. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for, and you're going to have to repeat Oscar's Day, or Pony, you're going to have to repeat Oscar's
Day. Right.
Thank you. A review and comment on the news of the day is only our Bolivian... Lobiator! The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or the right-thinking people of the USA. Eddie Van Halen, ladies and gentlemen. I'm waiting for Oscar's take. We've got plenty
Oscar's
of time.
Oscar's take.
Thank you, Bob. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, you know, I used to play this when I was a club DJ. Really? And I wanted to clear out the bar at the end of the night.
Ooh.
Sorry, a great guitar solo cannot be ignored, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. And now, without further ado, Oscar's take. Oscar, Bruce Willis is stepping away from acting after being diagnosed with aphasia. Now, I know about aphasia because I suffered from migraines for a large part of my life. And what aphasia is really, in my entire health world, probably the scariest thing I've ever gone through. Probably five or six times I had it really bad. Aphasia is a condition that affects a person's ability to speak or write. In my case, to speak, I don't think I was writing a novel at the time, so I can't give you clarity on that. I would get the precursor to the headache, and I would have difficulty forming words. And for somebody that does what I do for a living, pretty scary situation with that. And sometimes, in its extreme cases, you have an inability to understand words.
Bruce is 67 years old. His wife, daughters, and his ex-wife, Demi Moore, made a joint statement yesterday on social. They said, quote, "To Bruce's amazing supporters, this is a really challenging time for family, and we are so appreciative of your continued love, compassion, and support." It's first I've heard of this. Really, what a drag. Gut kick.
Yes. I had to actually do some research last night to learn more about aphasia. And you're right. There are different degrees. Some can be temporary. Somebody could be debilitating to a level that it looks like, you know, Bruce Willis, arguably one of the greatest action stars of all time. There's something.
Are you having aphasia right now? Just out of curiosity, I'm just curious.
I was just swallowing. Had something in my throat.
Sorry.
It's shocking yet painful to see your childhood heroes, and this is for me.
I know.
Because Bruce Willis would be like a contemporary of yours. But for me, it's like, this guy, the Last Boy Scout, like all these crazy action films. And by the way, age gracefully, take away Moonlighting and everything else we grew up with and watching. But for them to come out with this statement means that like it's a space where he wants to go out with grace and class, but also let his fans and family know that I'm not going to act anymore. Scary.
Yeah, it's terrible. So we wish him the very best. And since we don't have the bleep thing, I'm going to break. I'm just going to break open the story.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's what I do. Maybe make it a little. That sounds great. That sounds fantastic.
Good morning.
That's what that was.
God, I hate my life. All right, moving right along. Yes. Chris Rock, Oscar. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
No, you don't do that. Okay. You don't do that. Don't do that. Just let me turn it down. God almighty, I'm so frustrated. Chris Rock kicked off his stand-up tour last night by asking the crowd, quote, "How was your weekend?" That's it. But he didn't have any material on the Oscars. Chris. It's not Mike's take. It's your take. He said, quote, "At some point, I'll talk about that stuff, and it'll be serious, and it'll be funny." What?
I believe there is a lawsuit pending because this, you're right when you actually highlighted at the beginning, Mike, where it's assault. Yeah. So he's not going to press charges, but that doesn't mean he can't create some sort of recourse financially from.
You really think he's going to sue him for $200 million or something?
I don't think it'll be $200 million, but I think that there is an agreement being worked out behind the scenes to make this go away, not so he can't talk about it anymore, but just like, hey, this is your a-hole tax. You did it in front of the whole world.
All right. Want my take on this? I'll just give you mine.
Of course.
I think Chris Rock is selling out shows out the butt right now. Chris Rock, whose relevancy has always been significant, but not nearly as powerful as he was 10 years ago. And Chris Rock, I would have thought in that period of time, might have a better response than "How was your weekend?" I mean,
he's still processing, and he'll have more to say about it in the future.
Come on, man, he's a show. All right, Oscar, you and I have our biggest moment on stage, and we get 48 hours later, we get a chance to come on stage and talk, and we don't have a prepared line.
Unless someone says, "Hey, you've got $50 to $100 million at stake. You better button it up."
Maybe you are absolutely right. Maybe that's the plan. And if that's the plan, that's sad. Chris Rock has plenty of dough.
Yeah.
There's no reason. What those people that sold out those shows, you know what they wanted? They want Chris Rock to come up and do at the very least, comment on it.
Yes.
And at the most, do some fabulous shtick on it. He could do 20 minutes on that. He's a funny guy. I'm disappointed.
Mike.
I'm disappointed.
The viewer in me is sad because I wanted him to come out. You know, he could be serious, but then eviscerate everyone.
I wanted that
to happen. But, you know, the adult in me says, there's something bigger happening that we're just not aware of.
It's a drag.
By the way, you're right. What are those Sandler films he's in with with the crew, with the dads?
The guy's trip, boy's trip or something like that, right? Where they all go away.
Funny, what is
with
it?
With David Spade and Rob Schneider and all of those guys.
That entire franchise just writes checks. Checks.
But he's not going to give. If he does it in his stand up, that's
grown ups.
But anyway, we could talk about it all day long. Let's have another sound. Here you go. You're listening to Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Thank you. It's interesting that both of these times fall outside of work hours, but this is concerning the highest stress levels for people when they are the most at stress. A stress management app looked through its data and found the most stressful hour of the week is different for men and women. And I don't understand it. I really don't. For the average woman, it's 7 p.m. on a Monday or Tuesday, which makes sense to me. For the average man, 8 p.m. on a Friday. How weird is that? It's also found that women are 5% more stressed out than men in general. And I don't get the 8 p.m. on Friday, Oscar, and I look forward to your take on that.
We have to navigate so many different aspects of our life. Mm-hmm. With men, you know, at the root of it, it's like, you're going out with your wife, you're going out with your girlfriend, or you're going out to meet your friends. It's like you're gearing up for the weekend, right?
And it stresses you out?
You have to lead. You can be stressed out financially. You can be stressed out because, oh, no, I got to pay my taxes this weekend. It's my weekend. Or you got to deal with S.
I'm just stressed out because I have to do an auction on Sunday.
On Monday, I don't mean to be stereotypical, but for a woman, you've got the full week to plan out. If you've got kids, the kids got a lot of stuff that they have to deal with. I don't know.
Like a 50s comment right now. And of course, you have to do those meal plans. That's just terrible. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Wait a minute. I hate iPads. I'm not. These are both going in the trash.
The garbage.
The show's over. This is the final Oscar's
give
Take.
It,
a former a former adult entertainer, Oscar, is now working as a preacher and quitting his kinky career making X-rated movies. Joshua Broom filmed more than 1,000 raunchy movies under the pseudonym Rocco Reed. Do you know the name by any chance?
Oh, I know.
Rocco Reed?
Yeah.
Broom, now 39, fell into the porn industry after moving to Hollywood in his early 20s in hopes of becoming an actor. Soon, the then 23-year-old Broom was shooting dozens of scenes per month and quickly became one of the most popular male stars in the industry. But fulfillment, Oscar, did not follow.
Mm.
He shocked industry insiders when he abruptly quit the industry in 2012 after 6 years shooting steamy movies. He left L.A., moved to North Carolina, and says he struggled with depression and was riddled with shame trying to conceal his former career while working at a gym. Then in 2014, he met a woman named Hope. Hey, how's that? At the fitness facility, and the pair decided to go on a run together. The porn star suddenly underwent a spiritual awakening, finding a fulfillment that the glitz and glamour of the porn world was unable to provide for him. Broom is currently a pastor at the Good News Baptist Church in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Our friends in Iowa.
Oh, hi. Tony,
stop your laughing.
Hi, everybody.
And also teaches and preaches around the country. He went by Rocco Reed, but his real name's Joshua. Pastor Joshua Broom. What's your take?
I feel like everybody deserves a second chance. And in this day and age, we have seen people who, and frankly, this is morality, right? So this isn't like you stole or you skinflinted people out of their money.
He stole innocence, Oscar.
No, I'm just
saying. He stole a lot of innocence.
It's the world and the lens we use to look at the world in about sexuality is different than today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it may be a stretch to go from that world to preacher, but who am I to say otherwise?
You're not a judgmental guy.
I'm not. I'm not. I mean, not for God's sake.
Isn't that what we say all the time, Pony? He's not a judgmental guy.
We've got the bakers selling mashed potatoes to people and saying that the end of the world's coming.
Right.
So who's worse off?
Who's worse off, Oscar?
You know who's lost? The viewing public. Because those films.
He had a come to Jesus.
Yes. He had a series of tent poles.
Hey, come to Jesus. Pony with the line. See? He's sneaky. He's sneaky like that.
He got
that.
It. He won.
That is.
Congrats.
We have to take a break. We'll come back with something. Pony Boy Matt Bloom. We'll be right back.
The Lord loves you. That's why you cry. Busyisms. A dog eating grass means the holidays are here. Busyisms. A broken rake is a kitchen necessity. If you know the secret, Busyisms. Hello, dear people. This is Gary Busey. I played Buddy Holly, but now I offer wisdom. Do you have thoughts you want to share? Then you should be a TMOS talking head. Just email Rob at MichaelMaraShow.com.
You can still
do that. Find yourself on a Zoom call with the three wise men of TMOS. Include a phone number and get ready for fun. TMOS talking heads. Fun than a Cincinnati margarine rally with extra red hots. Busyisms.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Gary. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The first thing you need to know is that Catalina Crunch's cereal is delicious. It is so good. The dark chocolate, the cinnamon toast, both great. Amazing, really. Because it's zero sugar, keto friendly, and low carb. Most zero sugar food doesn't taste delicious. God, roll into Whole Foods one day and grab something that they say is supposed to be tasty. Bam, I eat and bark.
Mike. Yes. This is in the Catalina Crunch. Buy it through our website. You get a better price. But it's in Whole Foods.
I know it's in Whole Foods, but I'm talking about there's so much crap in Whole Foods.
No, I love
it. It's supposed to be like gluten-free. It tastes like I'm eating bark.
I've ordered online, and I've bought it at the store. I love it.
Catalina Crunch is so much better than most of that crap. It really is. I'm sorry. I know they don't like me to compare them to other people, but they are the real deal. They nailed it. They nailed the flavor. Plus, it packs a whopping 11 grams of plant-based protein, which Mrs. O'Mara is going nuts for. 9 grams of fiber per serving, which I love. Taste for yourself why over 10,000 customers rate Catalina Crunch 5 stars. They've got 8 delicious flavors to choose from, and you're going to love them all. Gluten-free, grain-free, non-GMO, only real clean ingredients, nothing artificial. See why Catalina Crunch cereal is the fastest-growing cereal brand in America. Just go to CatalinaCrunch.com/TMOS. If you do that, if you go through our website, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's CatalinaCrunch.com/TMOS. Not sure which flavor to start with? Try a variety pack, people. And check out their delicious cookies and snack mixes while you're at it. Again, that's CatalinaCrunch.com/TMOS for 15% off your first order.
Love it.
Plus free shipping. With all the Rob stuff yesterday and everything we were talking about, we never got a real proper happy birthday
to you.
And
thank
I was racked with guilt about that yesterday that we didn't say
it's
that.
Big day yesterday.
You know, your birthday, your big day. We're dealing with a lot of situations on the show.
I'd rather talk about that.
But it was your birthday. It's your 42nd birthday. 44. Thank you.
Arrigo.
44. And were you able to do anything with your wife now, also coming off the rotavirus?
She's finally better enough to get up and be a productive member of society today. I wore a mask all day yesterday because I was just to be, you know, cautious and respectful to everybody around here.
Right. You got to wear surgical gloves, too, for the rotavirus.
Of course.
I think that's the way it spreads a little bit more, you know. I mean, my knowledge of the rotavirus is that, you know, when those cruise ships, you know, get that rampant rotavirus that comes through, it's a surfaces issue.
It's the protocol we initially had for COVID when COVID first came out. Wipe everything down.
Wipe everything down. Disinfect.
Yes, disinfect. All right. Throw some bleach on it.
So she's now, is she back at work
she's
today?
She's back. She's back, baby.
Oh, that's good. I hope she feels better. The
birthday was fine. No celebration. Great. Mm-hmm. I have a question for you, and you can tell me if I'm an a-hole. And I think you're probably, I'll get 50-50. I'm excited. I'm actually interested to see what you'll say.
Yes.
My family.
Oh, I'm sorry. You have a question. That's good. Go ahead with your question. Thank you.
My family.
Where's my audience pony? Is he on
the laughing. He's killing it.
Go ahead and put that on so I can hear it.
You know what? I will keep this on.
He's killing it.
Thank you very much.
He's just laughing at everything.
That.
Every dig.
That was for
made.
You, pony. That really was for you when he said, I have a question for you to tell. All right, go ahead. What's your question?
So my family sends. So Dan O'Brien comes and says, there's a package for you up front. And my brother, my sister, my mom, and my dad, they all got me a Sonos soundbar, which is a beautiful, it's an expensive soundbar.
One of the best on the market.
One of the best in the market. I don't think they know me at all. And I will tell you why. They bought the man who buys everything he needs on his own.
Especially gadgets.
Yes, a soundbar for a viewing experience that's no wider in my home than 7 feet. Of all the people in my life that needs a soundbar in the on their televisions, it's not your boy whose house is 10 and a half feet wide.
How big is your set?
My set is 55 inches.
Oh, okay.
And I sit because the couch butts out from where
you sit 3 inches away.
I measured yesterday 3.5 feet from my television.
I've seen it. You would have
Pony's
to nail.
Like on top of the TV set.
Yeah, you would have to nail the Sonos to the wall. Like, I don't know how else you could do that.
There's no other way. I don't need it. It would be too loud. It would be too loud.
Now, here's my philosophy of sound. I think that too loud, overcompensating, right, with sound is good because then you can back your sound down and you can turn it down and then it's okay. I don't think the size of the room doesn't matter because you can back it off a little bit. You'll just get a richer sound.
Maybe. But right. I was thoroughly annoyed because.
Still in the box and all that?
It's still in the box. I'm not going to ruin a present. I'm not going to ruin a gift. I just said, Shannon's like, well, then just let him know you don't want it. I said, I'm not saying a word. No, this is very gracious. And
so could you possibly, cash it in, and return
I could
it somewhere?
If the Latino guilt wouldn't fall all
that's
over.
That's Irish
me,
guilt, too. That's
that
Irish
says,
guilt. I get it.
The
I
one
get
time my mom
from.
Decides to pop in years later, right. She's like, where's your soundbar?
Where's the Sonos? So you're going to do the whole thing and hook it up anyway? Are you going to do that?
Well, it's in a box, and I sat there. I said, Shannon, did they forget that I don't have a mansion? Like, I don't need sound. Like, I live right in front of my TV.
What are you using now? Or do you have any kind of sound bar now on your TV?
I've got nothing. Because, Mike,
you use the TV speakers.
I'm 3 feet away from my.
I know. I'm just asking. I just want to find out what the deal is.
It's loud
is
and clear.
You're doing that.
TV speakers.
All right. So you're that close, and. You have no
need
for
the
soundbar.
It's like buying someone a car detailing kit when they don't have a car.
I think you eat the Latin guilt, sell the soundbar to somebody who really has a use for
it. Right, would love it.
Would really, really love it. Pony, what about your apartment? Do you need one?
No, I've got a sound system set up because I've got enough space.
Yeah, I know, because you live alone and that's fine.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So anybody maybe at the Ville that might be, what about Charlie Burney,
I don't know, I think he's all set. He's got the Sonos, he's got the speakers that go in the wall that are
okay,
Sonos.
All right, so he's
gorgeous.
Got, yeah.
Dan O'Brien.
That's pretty. Dan O'Brien's mother?
Dan O'Brien was telling me he was selling his Xbox to pay rent. I don't know.
Oh.
A little more information
so
than
he's in that situation. Well, I would say, keep it around. Don't set it up. Let the guilt wane. You can always use a couple of bucks, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I know you.
Mike O'Mara, by the way, blew me away with a birthday gift last night out of the blue. Thank you to Mike and Carl O'Mara. I'm 44. You don't get too many gifts.
There's no need to bring Carl into that. That was all me.
Okay. Sorry. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for clarifying.
All right. And since I did that, I'll now have to plug her company in our next break. So I'm sorry. But no, it was my idea. But Carla did help me set up the Apple thing to get you your
moolah.
That was
the most elegant, thoughtful, frictionless experience possible.
I'm. You know what? The internet has made me more thoughtful. Thank you. When we come back, speaking of the internet, I want to talk about virtual facials. I'm going to do that next.
Drainage, Eli, you boy. Here, if you have a milkshake, and I have a milkshake, and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and starts to drink your milkshake. I drink your milkshake. I drink it up. Did you think your song and dance and your superstition would help you, Eli? The only thing that will help you is the TMOA Shopping Center. Access them at MikeOMaraShow.com. Be part of the solution. They have milkshakes, Eli, and straws. And Eli, if you go to the medical section, there will be blood. I shop it up.
My impressions are playing today. Hey, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, I'm Mike O'Mara, AARP member. That's true.
Yes.
I'm still young at heart. And Carla gave me a great compliment last week. She said, you are in the mind are young. Your body falling apart. No, as we get older, we're more concerned about affordable health care, lower prescription costs, and protecting Social Security. Amen. And Medicare. AARP advocates for you and offers financial resources, fraud protection, help, information on joining local volunteer groups, and much more. AARP knows you have a lot of good years ahead. I used to think AARP was just for old people, but anyone over 50 can truly benefit from a family caregiving bunch of support they have there. Access to news and community events, driving safety tips. I like that one. Job board and resume advice. Not to mention great discounts on things like prescriptions not covered by Medicare and up to 15% off meals at participating restaurants. Remember, AARP is the largest advocacy group for people that are 50 plus, like me. I love all the benefits and they help me all the time. Don't miss out. Here's what I want you to do. Try the benefits for yourself. Go to AARP.org/TMOS to join for just $12. Worth it. That's your first year, $12 with automatic renewal. You'll get a second membership for free, plus AARP, the magazine, and a free gift. That's AARP.org/TMOS. Okay, since I gave her a... By the way, that gift was me. That was all me.
No,
all
she did was help Carla, me. Carla, I am sorry for giving you credit.
So, Mrs. O'Mara, as you know, is an esthetician.
I thought you told me the other day, just briefly, that it's our money, never your money.
It is our money, but I was the one.
Isn't it from Carla as well, technically, though?
If I wanted to be gracious and generous to her, but I don't. Because I'm doing this for her right now. This is more important. Much more important to her. She'd be all in on that.
She'd okay, go, that's perfect.
I can that's live fair. With that. The thing about it is, no, as far as like, honey, does Oscar have a Venmo?
Yes.
And she said, I don't know. Why don't you just set up Apple Pay? And I did that, bingo bango. Yeah. Took a little longer, Apple, than it should.
Yeah, once it's done, though, really, it's done.
Once it's done, it's done. So I was happy to do that. Now, two nights ago, I'm listening to Carla, and she is doing a virtual facial for a guy over the phone. And it was really cool to listen to her because I realized that she has, in the last year, not only become a very, very good esthetician, but she is, it's not describable how into it she is, how she is all
she's passionate.
Well, she found this thing and then she's good at it, but she is so into it and she really knows her stuff. And I have to gush about how I really feel about this.
Beaming with pride.
I'm being with pride, and you know, when I cast you guys to the side, I think she's going to be able to support me someday. Yeah. I really, really do. She'll support me when I'm 80. She's giving me a routine. She's giving people a routine. She's working with this guy. I forgot what his name was. He had some skin issues, and she's going bam, 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 bam. And I just wanted to share with her that it impresses the hell out of me.
I think it was a client
and a listener. She does. The reason he was doing the virtual thing is she might have heard about it through our. I don't know. We don't put her ads on here.
Yeah, we do.
But she
there's a button on our website.
There's a link on our website. Okay, there is. I forgot.
Dermglow Skin. All we do is promote Dermglow Skin. We should.
Thank you. I'm glad.
It's family.
So she's like. She's like rattling off this stuff, the knowledge that she has. And, you know, for people, she really did give a facial to Dennis Murphy, which I think, I think she deserves a special award.
This is how you know you have a good egg, because that would have been a bridge too far for me.
Right.
I was like, Dennis, I love you, but we're not doing this.
Well, and but there were special moments all over that facial. Like, Dennis, you're going to need to close your eyes when he said, I can't. That was, you know, they're just moments. I'm sorry. Look, I've been having fun with Dennis for years, all right? And Dennis is very honest about his condition that he has. But it was...
He can't or he didn't want to?
I think he might have half eyelids or something that. I mean, it's that type of thing. But she, you know, he went and got it done.
Do you have to have bad skin to see Carla Or do you just want to keep your great skin and you can still see Carl?
It's everything. It's okay. Everything. It's she does. She has a lot of oldsters that come to her. And she's got a lot. The thing that I wanted to, I listened to her doing this. I said, you know, I'm going to mention this on the show. Because it impressed me that much that you were doing this. And she goes, well, what you should do is this. What you should do, and I should also do this. You should also do this. And, you know, she was great at it. And I'm here to give her a plug because she deserves it. If you want a virtual facial, you can get it with Carly. You can call her 239-247-4036, and she'll help you out. Or you just go to dermglowskin.com. And she said, I said, is there anything else you want to add? She said, if we're doing a virtual facial, wear your PJs.
Yes.
You know, and then she gives them the right products to do that. And she sells them. That's the truth. I know that. But PJs, they're great products.
Like wear adult PJs, not like adult PJs, but like
no,
respect.
I don't want any of that. I put PJs in there. Would you like to know my skin routine?
Yeah, I would like to know what's
Carla O'Mara.
What's going on with your signal? You're breaking up to me right now, and I would hate for this commercial.
No, is it really?
I would hate for this commercial to be bogged down with dropouts.
Pony, are we all right? What's going on?
I'm watching right now. You just stabilized.
Okay.
Right now, let's see how he does.
Okay, please, Mike.
Hi, everybody. Please let me know immediately.
Clarify, what do people need to know with information? The phone number and the website.
239 for Derm Glow Skin. 239-247-4036. That's like weird that got interfered with. Or online at dermglowskin.com. And she said, wear your PJs,
yes,
too. When you, and
tops
you,
and
when you
bottoms.
Get your, please, fellas. But it's it's for anybody. Am I okay with the signal
now? Yeah, you sound great.
Is it all right? We're able to chug along.
Yes.
Would you like to ask me Mrs. O'Mara's routine that she set up for me? That I don't do it every day. I ignore the curly fries, and I limit myself to one milkshake a month. This is the routine that I do.
Well, is it for your face?
Face. Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. What is your routine?
If I do the full routine, I take my shower and I wash my face with her Repair Bar.
Okay.
Which is the greatest. I'm sorry. I know it's my wife, but I'm sorry, but it's the best. It's the Repair Bar that I use. I can't describe how good it is, but it's such a great bar of soap. It's just so wonderful. Get out of the shower. Walk over, dry my face off, and then I spray myself with a little toner.
Oh.
And I pat the toner down. All right. I get the toner in. Then
skin toner.
Then I put on, I don't know, oh God, I'm going to get it wrong.
A jazz record.
It's a type of safe acid that you put, Hydra something acid. I'm sorry, I'm messing it up. Honey, I'm sorry, I didn't do that. But I put that on my face.
You throw acid on your face.
It's not, God damn it, don't make me do this.
I think it's hydrochloric.
I certainly hope
not. No, it's not hydrochloric, that's going to kill me. It's hydro... Hold on.
Hydro is technically water, right?
Yeah.
All right.
For those of you at home, things not to do is throw acid on your face.
Wait a minute. Oh, man.
Carly,
you got to get a better.
Yeah.
All right. Wait. There we go. I'm going to get it.
I thought you would have put some vitamin C on. What do you do for the acid burns?
Stop it. Now you're making me mad. Let me get this.
Damn, I always use pure bleach.
Shut up, Tony. I know I'm doing it. I know this is like
Carla,
nepotism and all that.
Your husband is the best, right, and he means well. Right. But when I tell you that he lampooned this entire segment.
I didn't lampoon the entire segment. I didn't do that.
Let me tell you what I do for myself.
Carla, you have to put your products at the top of the page.
I take a shower. I use this wonderful bar of soap, the Repair Bar. And then I put some toner on my face with a little sprayer. And then I go to a vat of acid.
It's not acid like that. God, I got to find it.
I find that go to your pool, your local pool, and find the chlorine bar, and then, then swab
that. This is the
first
stuff you got. You got so much stuff here.
Don't derail on your wife.
Glycolic acid.
There you go. Jesus
glycolic
Christ.
Glycolic acid. Glycolic acid.
That's not
acid.
Easy to remember. That's not easy to remember.
Then after the acid, the glycolic acid, I put on my timeless face oil.
Your face
wonderful.
Does look better. How long have you been doing this for?
Months.
Good.
Months. Good. And then I put the SPF lotion on, which is the the little the absolutely wonderful that I play golf in all day long, and I don't get sunburns.
Yeah, you look
and it's
good.
Wonderful
you don't
for
look
my
pink.
Face. That's my routine.
Yeah, we in general, the takeaway here is you could do this from anywhere.
Yeah. And, yeah, you can do it online.
You are proud.
You can do it.
Carla
on the phone too.
Is much more well-versed than Mike is, clearly, as you can tell from this conversation.
239-247-4036.
He literally said acid.
And dermglowskin.com. F you both. Thank you. Honey, I did the best I could. They're difficult to work with. They really are.
Have you seen Batman and Two-Face? Let's figure that out.
We've got Soundtown coming up, so it's going to be really, really great. And I want to thank everybody for the support. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills. You're listening to the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
Hello, everybody. This is Bob Barker. And yes, I'm still alive. When I was hosting The Price is Right from Television City in Hollywood, we played a lot of pricing games. Barker's Bargain Bar, Hole in One, Punch a Bunch, Grocery Game, Golden Road, Plinko, and of course the lamest one of all, the Bonus Game. I hated the Bonus Game. If you want a good bonus, why not try the Mike O'Meara Bonus Show? It's a commercial-free, uncensored 6 hours of TMOS every week. Blah, blah, blah. I like when they say bad words. That's how much it meant to me. You can buy it at MikeO'MearaShow.com. It's a fun way to support TMOS. Thank you. And don't forget to help control the internet population. Have your podcasters spayed or neutered. Goodbye, everybody.
Which gets a new job, no more promos. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Our small business doesn't seem small to us. We love to grow. And time is money. Don't waste either with repeated trips to the post office. With Stamps.com, you can skip the trip and focus on how to take your small business to the next level. Pony, turn the music down. They don't like it in the back of their commercial. Stamps.com lets you print official postage right from your computer and saves you money in the process. So you can spend less time at the post office and more time making your customers happy. For more than 20 years, Stamps.com has been a must for over 1 million businesses. Stamps.com gives you access to all the shipping services you need, plus exclusive discounts like up to 40% off USPS rates and 76% off UPS. All you need is a computer and a standard printer, and you're up and running in minutes. Printing official postage for any letter, any package, anywhere you want to send it. Here's what I want you to do. Stop overpaying for shipping with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code TMOS for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, free postage, and a digital scale. And no long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the homepage, top of the page rather, and enter the code TMOS. It's that easy, people.
Sound.
Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown.
It is time for Soundtown, everybody. And we start you off today with a very interesting clip here. John Stamos, I think, has demonstrated that he's a pretty good guy.
Oh,
and he's friends with a lot of good guys as well. And everybody, after the passing of Taylor Hawkins, got the feedback from the rock and roll community and the showbiz community that Taylor Hawkins was a really good guy. This demonstrates that, and I love this clip. This is Taylor Hawkins talking about John Stamos stealing a gig from him. And it just shows you how funny he was. And it's just kind of cute. So give a listen to Taylor Hawkins talking about John Stamos.
Guess you guys are hanging out with Stamos today. My name is Taylor Hawkins. Play drums in the Foo Fighters. Stamos is a good buddy of mine. He's a good guy. I really like him a lot. He's a great drummer. He's just a great dude. All that stuff. But I'm a little upset with him, actually. I got to be honest with you, because I was supposed to do that Geico commercial where he flips the stick. Originally, that was mine. But they decided to go with Stamos because he's better looking. But I'm the best stick flipper around. Sorry, Stamos. He goes, me, Tommy Lee, Stamos.
That's just cool. Oh, it's sad. It's just sad when a good guy goes. It really is.
Yeah, and it's been overshadowed by the Oscars. But yeah, it just, you forget the work that and the impact the Foo Fighters has made.
Yeah.
Musically.
It really is a drag. Moving right along, we have to talk about these North Carolina soccer fans who now have, I forgot the name of the team in North Carolina, but they have a new tradition that they have started at this soccer game where it's a cappella and all of the fans singing the national anthem at the same time. You know, usually sometimes you'll get a moment where people do that or you overhear it over the lady that's singing. This is the crowd where it's a tradition in North Carolina, and I think this is kind of cool. Listen up. I'd like to see that. I'd like to see that be a tradition at other stadiums because I think that is really inspirational. Everybody knows that. I know it's been a big deal to get the celebrity or the audition process to have people from the local area sing, but isn't that kind of cool?
Charlotte
doesn't that
FC
feel kind of a,
is the club.
Yeah. Charlotte FC. That's it.
And yeah, it's just, man, especially with, you know, dealing with the conflict in Ukraine.
Right.
And
yep, good time for it.
Yeah,
right?
Feeling like, man, we are just two steps away from you know, involving ourselves in a conflict like that. We have to band together.
Candles, Oscar, can kill you. Yes, there's now.
I'm a big candle guy now.
We're big candle people here in our household. Been candle people for a long time. This guy, this scientist, this doctor, he says candles can kill.
When we think of pollution, we think of it as an outdoor thing, but indoor air pollution caused by burning candles, air fresheners, and other sources is a big problem. Candles are made of cheap paraffin wax. They're made of artificial fragrances and dyes. And when we burn that, it gives off carbon monoxide, carbon dioxide, sulfur dioxide, benzopyrene, toluene, and other volatile compounds. They're not good for the body. They interfere with the body's ability to reproduce. The problem with these candles is there's no quality control. Candle manufacturers are not required, and they don't show over 90% of their ingredients. They don't have to prove safety. And we're just buying these and breathing it in, and it's a big problem. So be careful. If you're burning a candle once in a while in a well-ventilated space, I wouldn't worry about it. But chronically burning could be a big deal.
And we chronically burn our candles in the O'Mara household.
Yeah, but there's different. I'm saying I'm a candle guy because it's the easiest way in corporate America, if you've got the space and you know you're not going to burn down the place, to walk in and just say, hey, here's a candle. Because that's, you don't have to tell the person they smell. You don't have to say, hey, there's a situation in your office.
It's like a Christmas tree in an automobile. You're like,
isn't this beautiful? I found this candle on my desk. You might want to use it.
I would tell you the names of the Grammys that are nominated for Song of the Year, but I'd rather play them for you.
Please.
And you figure it out who it is.
Yes.
Because I'm not going to tell you. This is a montage of the Grammy nominees for Song of the Year.
I have a voice. I have a voice. And I let it speak for the ones who aren't yet really free. It's killing me.
Carly Simon. No
one is saying what we need to hear. When I'm away from you, I'm happy.
Joni Mitchell.
And I just can't imagine how you could be so okay now that I'm gone.
Tony Bennett.
Was right.
Billy Joel.
I'ma leave the door open.
Solo effort from Keith Richards.
I'ma always, always fight for you.
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
I get my from California.
Lou Reed.
We're so young, boy. We ain't got nothing to lose.
Dionne Warwick. Getting old artists now. Bobby Darin. Oh, that's it.
That's it.
Okay.
Mike.
Sorry about that. Yes.
The only winners out of the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap heard around the world are the award shows. Because
they're going to have a little bump.
They were
Grammys
dying.
Will be highly rated this year.
Now
right?
They're back.
Yep. I say all the time when I talk about being hired as a radio impressionist back in the day, there are certain impressionists and certain funny people that I admire above others. And I will tell you, from the first time I had this gentleman on the show, he was such a cool guy, such a nice person. And as far as certain impressions go, he's the gold standard. The man's name is Kevin Pollak. And this guy, when you hear 6,500 people doing an impression of Christopher Walken, there is only one who rises to the top. And that's why I leave you with this today, because Kevin Pollak does the best Christopher Walken, and I hope you enjoy this as much as I do. Kevin Pollak doing his impersonation of Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken. Now, the thing about doing an impersonation is that once I start doing him, I can't really stop. Yeah. He's one of these people that you wake up in the morning, and he's just there, you know. I'll start my day the way you do, open the refrigerator, and then it just happens. Wow. We're out of soy milk. This is tragic news for the lactose intolerant. I wasn't planning a trip to the market today, but clearly a drive to Trader Joe's is in my future. Oh, I hope he's there. One time, so that I might say, Harry, Joe, I can't believe you're here. I come to your store all the time, Joe. I just never thought I'd see you. Honestly, I'm a big fan. I love this place. It's fantastic. Anyways, I got a question for you, Joe. It's more of a concern. What's the deal with all the green bananas? Why must my groceries ripen on my counter?
So cool.
That is Kevin Pollak.
Fantastic.
That is Sound Down. We got to get out of here.
Come again.
And we will be back tomorrow with a brand new episode of the Bonus Show.
Bonus Show.
By the way, folks, that's the key to the kingdom, mm-hmm. Our Bonus Show. If you haven't subscribed yet, you're going to miss out. You're going to miss out on a wonderful hour of uncensored fun. And I think based on the week we've had, we might lay a few F-bombs Absolutely. Out there. You know, if you're a profanity connoisseur,
yes.
That might be something for you. Trader Joe's. Now I'm doing my own Christopher Walken. It's frustrating. It's contagious. Like a head cold. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Ponyboy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
You're playing golf and you're going to like it.
What about my asthma?
I'll give you asthma.
Sayonara, sucker.
Wow.